Mile High Report can be described by its staff members using one word.
Community pretty much sums it up, I guess.
Community.
Community.
Say community, I guess.
Mile High Report is an online Denver Broncos blog that is quickly stampeding Bronco country. Its writers come from all over North America, with very few actually living in Colorado now.
Alaska, you know, we got Canada, we've got California, we've got Kentucky. We've got, for a long time, I did not have a contributor that lived in Denver. Or Colorado, even.
Celebrating its five-year anniversary, Mile High Report won a Reader's Choice Award for Best Football Blog on the Internet. Staff writers Jeremy Bolander, Kirk Davis, and Troy Hufford think it's nice to see their hard work recognized.
You know, we're not getting paid for this, so when you get recognized for your work, it's always pretty satisfying.
What it might mean more than anything is just how much responsibility we have every day to treat it like, you know, this is the day that a lot of people are going to show up and a lot of people are going to care about what we have to say.
It's nice to have that notoriety and people reading what you're writing.
5 years ago, John Binet had an idea. A man from Ohio, he grew up a Broncos fan. John wanted to find a way to present the Broncos news in a positive manner and from a fan instead of a Broncos beat writer. Obviously not having a lot of Bronco fans in Ohio, John decided to start Mile High Report.
As things started to really turn negative, I wanted just a place where people could go and yeah, there might be some Kool-Aid and it might be, you know, some pipe dream, but that's okay. I mean, I don't know when that became bad as a fan. And at its core, what MHR is a positive place for Broncos fans to talk about the Broncos without, you know, fear of being ridiculed for having a positive outlook about the team.
To start, John was just looking to talk to a few Bronco fans and share his opinions. Never did he imagine the site could grow to a point of 15,000 unique visitors per day.
For a year and a half, I wrote to pretty much myself. I mean, it was me talking to me. And, you know, there might be two comments in every story or one comment. And a lot of them were people that are other SB Nation writers. And, you know, and so it really took a long time for it to gain traction, like any website. I mean, that's anything. And that's just like anything in life. You've got to put the time and effort into it and just keep pumping out good content. And so, no, I never thought it would grow to this point with a lot of the things, you know, that we've been able to accomplish. But I think it's because we did it the right way.
Mile High Report has 14 staff members, and when it comes to the future, the possibilities really are endless.
I don't know. Where will it be in 5 years? Who knows? I mean, but as long as we're doing things the right way, I think the sky's the limit. I really do.
Well, I mean, eventually you're going to run out of Broncos fans, I guess.
I don't think it's reached its peak at all. Last year, we had two staff members that had press credentials and could go interview players at training camp.
The site's audience has expanded all around the world. Often during the season, John Binet hosts a radio show out of his own home called MHR Radio. It's a way for John to vent his thoughts to everyone and chat with everyone in a bar-like setting.
MHR Radio, post-game edition. MHR Radio, NFL Week 5. Every game is its own thing. It doesn't matter what's happened in the game. It doesn't matter your special teams stinks. It doesn't matter that you were going to pin a quarterback that isn't very good at his own 4-yard line. It doesn't matter that your defense has stopped their running game. It doesn't matter you have 3 timeouts in 4.5 minutes. Doesn't matter. That was a mistake. And I'm going to chalk that up as we need to fire Josh McDaniels because that was a mistake. So I'm thinking, I don't know what, I have no idea what the guy had. What else can you do? Again, I know you don't like his beard. You don't like the way he talks. You don't like his attitude in press conferences, the answers he gives. Some people say he's not emotional enough. He's not fired up. He doesn't yell at guys. Even though I heard him yelling, you know, in the referee mic today often. You know, getting his guy, getting the effing huddle, this and that. I know there's a lot of he's not Elway, he's not Cutler, he's not this guy, he's not Plummer. I mean, I've heard every reason why people don't like this guy, and all he does is put up numbers.
As you just heard, John Binet is known for the rants he goes on during the show. John has also had several current and former Bronco players on the show, such as Carl Mecklenburg, Brandon Marshall, and Denver's biggest name, John Elway himself.
John Binet, MileHighReport.com, pleased to be joined by 16-year veteran of the Denver Broncos, 2-time Super Bowl champion, NFL Hall of Famer, John Elway. John, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy. I appreciate it. we're in the second year under Josh McDaniels for the Broncos. You went through a couple coaching changes in your time as a Denver Bronco. How difficult is that transition, even, you know, going into year two?
Well, I mean, I think it's difficult, but the bottom line is it just takes some time because obviously a new coach coming in is going to have a new philosophy. And
during the season, Mile High Report is at its highest popularity. The readers of the site have the option to write an article anytime, and if it is of good quality, is moved up to the recommended articles section. On game days, MHR is out of control. The site opens up threads where anyone can comment on their thoughts during the game, where fans display their roller coaster of emotions, positive and negative.
Nothing is off limits. You've got some funny little anecdote about what's happening in the game. A Jay Cutler comment, those are always fun. It's just a free-for-all. I don't know, it just reminds me of back in high school when you'd sit and watch the game with some of your friends. It's like having that over the internet.
The Broncos score a touchdown, you got 50 people all saying woohoo, but I will say this, those people probably would be in danger of kicking dogs and stuff if they didn't have a thread to vent in. But more than anything, we've just had a couple of rotten years in terms of on the field product. I mean, the game threads are a direct reflection of that.
Oh, it's definitely passionate. You know, first down, everybody's high and, you know, throw an interception and it's like, I'm done with this team. They've broken my heart for the last time. And it just gets so crazy. It's funny.
Giving people somewhere to talk about the game as it's happening in that bar setting. And yeah, they get a little outlandish sometimes, a little out of control, but we're fans. I'm never going to try and take the fan out of Fanatic, because I am. I throw things. I yell at the TV. I do all those things.
John understands that not everyone was going to agree with the stuff that he writes, but he says that is what makes the site unique and is the tone he tries to achieve with the rest of the staff.
The first thing I try and do is I try and let everyone have their own voice. But I think what I wanted to do with the contributor specifically is, I want you guys to have your own voice. Whatever you think, I may not disagree or I may not agree, and there's some things I don't agree with. But that doesn't mean it's A, not right, or B, it doesn't have value to the site.
The website has done well, especially in the city of Denver. Many times at training camp, some of the staff have encountered readers thanking them for the services they provide and proving the site's notoriety.
2010, I was in Denver and, you know, I'm doing my thing and a TV guy comes up to me and says, hey, I want to do a story on you. And that's when you find out that the site has more of an impact there than you think it does. Those are the types of things that humble, and a lot of the media guys out there have been great, so I really enjoy my time out there.
Mile High Report continues to grow every day. With about 8,000 members and 23 million page views, MHR continues to become a top Denver Broncos news source, but from the side of a fan looking to always find a positive outlook.